But this Thursday is different. Why? It's the first week of school at Ivy Tech, and the chancellor, I'll give him any title he wants, is our great friend Eric Coyne. Good afternoon, Chancellor Coyne. How are you?
Good afternoon. I am doing great. How are you, Glass?
You weren't kidding about the guy flipping the pancakes. You were not joking at all. This guy, is that his gig? Is he a professional pancake flipper? Or how did you run into this? I saw it online, and I couldn't stop laughing because I remembered our conversation. I said, oh, there he is. He's flinging the pancakes.
Yeah, Chris Cakes is his name.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
He's like world record holder for pancake. He's like flipped a bunch of pancakes. He's ate a bunch of pancakes. He's done all sorts of things. You can do it to a pancake. I think he's done it. It's pretty cool. He came out and made breakfast and flipped some pancakes around, and I caught a couple on my plate. So that was fun. It was a great kickoff to the new year.
Doors are open Monday morning, August 19th, and the semester is up and running. And you're welcome. Welcome week continues. You've had great fun this week, and getting everybody back in the building, having fun. Tell our listeners what's been going on over there. You've been busy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Lots going on. First off, just getting – like, we have our staff and faculty, our team at every entrance, at every hallway – with T-shirts that say "Ask Me a Question," our ambassadors to make sure we get people where they need to go. So wandering, making sure you can just tell, right? Somebody's like looking at their phone, looking around. They don't know where they're going. I've helped a number of folks find their classroom. One poor young lady, she and I both got lost together, so that was fun. But I told her, hey, don't worry, you're with me. You can't be late, so it'll be fine. So it all works.
That's a great hall pass. Yeah, but why was I late? Well, I was talking to the chancellor. Oh, okay.
That's right.
You'll be fine.
That's right. I was like, if we're late, but we were on time. We were on time. We got there in time. So that was fun. But grab and go success kits that we have. Our Ivy Life folks. So there's a few times, all year round, our Ivy Life team is making sure that our students are taken care of. And then there's a few times during the course of the year where, like, it is just pedal to the metal for those folks. And so Christy LaVert and her team do a great job of really getting after it and providing all these programs. Welcome Week is really theirs. Her deputy Jack are out there just making sure everything is taken care of. We grab and go kits for the students. It's basically school supplies, backpacks. You name it, we're trying to help them out. And then we, later in the week, about midweek, Wednesday, we had a stuff a plush, a little stress relief. You can come in and we have all this like stuffing, and then we have these stuffed animals and cutouts, and you can like stuff the stuffed animal to kind of get your write yourself a note, stuff it in there, kind of Build-A-Bear-esque, if you will.
Okay.
So that's a lot of fun. And then
you got to get one of those anger rooms. Have you seen those before? We go in there and break a little glass and smash some things as well. But that's fun. It's great because
we got the Zen Den. Come on in. You can just come into the Zen Den, just chill, do a little meditation, whatever you need to do.
Really?
We got one of those. Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, tell me about your resource fair, because that helps people get, again, we don't always know what we're doing. And sometimes we need to figure out what we're doing. And if you don't know the tools you have, sometimes you take the long route. And you guys don't want people to take the long route. You want to see what they have. Boom, right here, and away we go.
Boom. We had a huge resource fair this fall. It was on Tuesday. So huge shout out to all of the community members and different organizations that came out here. I mean, too many to list right now, but the whole Shreve Hall was packed full, and we had lunches for folks, and so students came by to just kind of really, it was a welcome in many respects, not just a welcome to Ivy Tech, but a welcome to our community. There was all sorts of community agencies there and businesses, recruiting. Some were recruiting for jobs and offering our students work and different opportunities there. So it was really, it really, hats off to our team for planning that. Our Ivy Plus Career Link team puts that together, and really just knocked it out of the park. It's just so great to see. The students are all, you know, I wander through there and I meet with the participants, you know, the folks that are there, and just to thank them for supporting us and supporting our students. And then to see the students coming through, they're all carrying, you know, all the swag that they get from all the different folks, and they learn a ton, and it is really cool to see, you know, they come away with a much better understanding of all the resources available to them. So really appreciate everyone coming out for that, and hopefully, you know, every year it just gets a little bigger, we get more folks as word spreads. So it was a lot of fun running into, you know, you just start running into a lot of community members out here who are, you know, just really engaged in our student success, and that is what a community college is all about, right? Community rallying around our students to make sure we're successful and that they get what they need so that they can just focus on getting to school, getting the skills they need so they can just cycle right back into the jobs in our community and start giving back to the community and repaying that support that they got. So it is awesome to see.
Chancellor Eric Coyne from Ivy Tech is our guest on Thursday afternoons. How'd you get everybody into the family picture there? My goodness, how many faculty and staff? What a great idea. Bright blue sky right out in front of the building. Oh, that's just tremendous.
Yeah, so we had our last week, we had our faculty all return to campus, you know, as we're getting everything ready for the fall. And so it was welcomed them all back. We had a great all hands on deck, if you will, town hall or village meeting, if you will, and everybody got together. So we were able to, you know, just kind of some announcements and share some of the vision and where we're headed and what's going on, and offer up some opportunities, do a little Q&A. And then afterwards, we all ran out front and had our photo taken. And it was an absolutely gorgeous day. Could not have asked for a better day. So
you nailed
really,
it.
Yeah, no, that was terrific and great photo. Really appreciate everybody, you know, everyone's patience. You know, it's always kind of, I got to take a picture. Well, you know, but everybody was great. We had it was a lot of, you know, it's a fun time. Everybody's back. Had a great summer, you know, great summers, that kind of stuff. Energy's high. So it's a fun time to be back. You could just see, you could like feel it, right? It was a lot of fun.
Chancellor Eric Coyne, Ivy Tech, opening week on campus here on a Thursday afternoon. Now, when you open the door on Monday, do you blow a horn? Do you play the band? Do you have a special shirt that says, I'm the chancellor, ask me? Did you run everywhere? How did you deal with day number one?
Well, I mean, if you were here early enough, you would have seen my somersaults and cartwheels and things like that. But I mean, you got to be here early. You got to be here early for that. But, I try and get out and about as much as possible. You know, we still have sort of chancelloring still has to continue and meetings and whatnot. But I pretty much, folks can tell you, I take every opportunity I can to wander around the hallways, talk to students, ask them how they're doing. I popped into a number of classrooms, said hello. It's kind of a good time to pop in, you know, starting pretty much the next couple days as they get into lessons two and beyond, you know, they don't need me popping in and interrupting, but lesson one, it's still okay. I can pop in, say hi. So, that was fun. Got to do that quite a bit and just chat and just try and make it around and talk to folks. A lot of, there's a lot of, it's a nervous time for, you know, a first time college student, and it can be a little intimidating. So trying to get out and really, you know, show folks that this is a great place to be. We take care of everybody. We want them to succeed. And our ambassadors, you know, are at all those doors and at all those stations. It is great. I mean, they will take folks and they'll just take our students and sort of metaphorically wrap their arms around them and be like, come on, it'll be all right. Let's go. Let's find your classroom. And you know, it's just that sort of warm welcome and smiling face that really just helps kind of ease the tension. And so I had a number of those kind of conversations with brand new first-time college students getting ready to go to their first class and, just talking to them. I like to tell folks, hey, look, when you come here to Ivy Tech, I ask you to do three things. You know, one is go to class, right? You got to go to class. Go to class, do your homework. Two is ask for help before you think you need help, because we're on the 8-week classes. You know, by the time you think you might not understand something, we're already in midterms. So I try and encourage folks to get into the tutoring center. We have a robust tutoring center, lots of folks there to help. And then lastly is get involved, join a club, join an you know, get in one of our honors organizations like PTK and our Student Government Association or any of the other number of clubs we have on campus, just to get involved and find your community, find your family, if you will, here on campus, and make it a smaller place for you. And that really, I think that really makes a difference for a lot of students, is getting involved in those organizations and seeing that, oh, hey, there's other people here that feel the same as I do. And so, you know, the resource fair is a great example of kind of breaking down some of those barriers and showing them where they can find, you know, that family, if you will. So a lot of that, right? Like a lot of running around, a lot of trying to just soak it all in and see where I can be useful and try and stay out of the way where I can't be useful.
Well, you can always just jump on the radio with me and give everybody a break. Let them catch their breath. Eric Coyne, the chancellor at Ivy Tech. It is Welcome Back Week on campus. How are your enrollment numbers? I saw a story in today's HT about Indiana University numbers. Are you guys on pace, above average? What's it look like over there on the west side, my man?
Yeah, we're on pace. We're really where we were last year. We've got, we tend to get a lot of IU students who take classes. That tends to happen in October with our second 8 weeks, which I want to really highlight. Hey, if you did not, you know, if you're listening right now and you're like, oh man, I missed enrollment, fear not. Come see us, because we start up again in October with our second 8 weeks, and so you can get pick up right where you would have in the fall and get classes going in October. You don't have to wait till January. We'll get you going. So please come out and see us. Meet with our advisors. Get things going. You can call us 812-330-6013 or email us at bl-info@ivytech.edu. Lots of activity here on campus. Enrollment's about where it was last year, and we expect it to go, expect the second 8 weeks, especially as the IU students get back, to kind of pick up a little bit. It's a little awkward when they start a week after us. Sometimes, you know, some of the IU students who take some of our online classes, they're not interested in taking it the week before school starts. So
that's called summer, Chancellor.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So they'll wait. So I expect second 8 weeks we'll also pick up quite a bit on that front. But it's looking good. I just encourage folks, don't be shy. Come on out. Get into, you know, we've got the Tuesdays at the Tech. We've got every Tuesday, you can come on out and learn how we can help you. Just come visit us. It's 3 to 4 every Tuesday. The next one is next Tuesday. And, it's every Tuesday. And, you can RSVP at ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and then just pick the Bloomington from the drop-down menu. But every week's slightly different. We've got admissions counselors and other both faculty and staff that are there to really help students answer all your questions, show you around, take care of you, and kind of get you kind of figuring out what you might want to do and which pathway is right for you. So all that stuff happening will continue to happen. You know, Fridays we have a lot of visits on Fridays as well, so you can always reach out to us again at bl-info@ivytech.edu, find out about our Fridays, Friday visits. But Tuesdays is a great time. Come out, 3 to 4, and really see what we're all about and get that head start, if you will, on whatever path is right for you, because we just have so many different pathways, which, by the way, next level jobs info session will be Tuesday, but at 6 p.m.
Oh,
next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
You could just make it a whole afternoon and evening out there.
Yeah, I mean, lots of stuff going on there. We're going to highlight our School of Information Technology. We've got just cloud tech, cybersecurity, informatics, IT support, network stuff. And that's free. So did I tell you, like, if you qualify for next level jobs, you know, that's F-R-E-E, free. So you can get a free certificate out of that, and that really has been a tremendous accelerator for a lot of folks. We had one young lady who came here and did use Next Level Jobs to get a biotech certificate and liked it so much that and then got hired right away in one of our partner companies here in the community. She liked it so much she came back, and that company helped her pay for college. So she came back and actually got her associate's degree and then picked up a Lilly scholarship along the way. And so now is still working, is on her path to getting her associate's degree, and then is going to look at transferring over to IU to get a four-year degree.
That's
so,
how it works, folks. That's how it works.
Because she just wanted to try something different. She wasn't even in biotech at the time. She's like, I just want to try something different. And she came over and was like, let me learn about Next Level Jobs, and was like, that looks kind of cool, and just fell in love with it. So, you know, it's that, it really is something that, you know, I would encourage people to take a look at it. You know, it's paid for, it's tuition free through the state of Indiana. It's a great program if you qualify, and essentially it's for post high school that don't have college yet, but it's a certificate program that can get you going pretty quickly in a new career field or upskill in the one you're currently in. So, hit us up on that, ivytech.edu/Bloomington/next-level-jobs. And lots going on there as well. So really, I could go. How much time we got? We got
for
the
you?
Rest of the day, right?
I got your buddy Todd Yeagley at 4:10, so we'll have to.
Coming on.
Yeah, no, 32 minutes. Right. But let's talk some exciting things. We've been talking about the enrollment services, the success of students, and you have a brand new vice chancellor for all of that. Tell me who has been promoted.
Yeah, Bloomington's very own Estella O'Neill has been promoted into our vice chancellor for student affair, enrollment services, and student affairs, student support. So it is. I've had the opportunity. She was the assistant vice chancellor in the past, and I had the opportunity to work with her this past year. Really, really admire Estella. She brings a consummate professional. She'll bring a spirit to the campus. She's very focused on student success and how can we get better. You know, she's from this community. She serves on the United Way board. She has been heavily involved here throughout her time here at Ivy Tech. She's got a Ivy Tech degree and then went to IU. And so, I mean, she's currently working on her PhD. So lots going on. She's, really invested in this community and wants to see people succeed. So, and that really came through just in working with her and getting to know her. Also, throughout the interview process, I'm really, really excited to work with her. And I know then, and now, you know, officially it was Monday, so first day of school was also her official first day. So, just seamless, worked right in, and just really excited for her skills and her talents and just, you know, character and personality that she brings to this. It's great.
How important is it to have folks in those positions that are locals from Bloomington and are staying here to help the next generation of kids?
Well, I think, you know, our community, so we serve 8 counties, right? And so I think that when I think about our community, I'm thinking about it a little bit more broadly. And I think that, having senior leaders from our campus who are involved in their communities. Now, whether that's, we have, Martin lives over in Greene County, a number of us live here in Monroe County, but, just being involved in your communities is huge. And I know, for example, over in Greene County, Martin's pretty involved over there, especially in the schools. And so with some of those programs. And so, that I think makes a huge difference when we're out and about and people see us and they can approach us, they can ask us questions, see what, what's happening at Ivy Tech? What's going on? We love sharing our story. We change lives here, and we do that every day. And so really being out and about in our community, making our community better is something we are very proud of, and we take seriously. So look forward. In fact, tonight I'll be at the at the Women Excel Bloomington Awards, and look forward to that, honoring some great honorees this year. So really excited for that.
Excellent. And again, another part of our community as well. Chancellor Eric Coyne, have a wonderful Thursday. It's only 76 and absolutely perfect outside, so time for the T-tops to come off. Let's get cruising around here.
Holy cow, yeah.
Have
we
a little
down
fun.
Down at Westgate earlier today, visiting with our friends down there in the microelectronics space. And so, we walked outside. They had a little food truck out there.
Oh.
It supports Westgate. We walked outside and ended up eating outside on a picnic bench. And
what's
wow,
better
what
than that?
What a gorgeous day.
What is better than that in August? Because usually we're scrambling for air conditioning. Now, it'll get hot next week, so we'll worry about that next week. But great job as always, my friend. And we'll leave with this, because another great way to help in our community, there's a couple hours left today if you'd like to give blood. Where do folks need to go to help fill up our blood bank?
Shreve Hall. We're just come on out 1 to 6 p.m. Well, 6 p.m. until 6 p.m. today at Shreve Hall. So the Red Cross is if you want to RSVP, hit up the redcrossblood.org, and they'll you can sign up there, or if you show up, I'm sure they'll let you in.
They are going to let you in, absolutely. Food banks and blood banks never as full as we'd like them to be, so if you can help us out, that would be great. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the great awards ceremony tonight. Tell my buddy Eric Spoonmore hello if you run into him as well. And, next week will be the final Thursday of August, and it will take us into Labor Day weekend as well. Just for people curious, you're not going to be open Labor Day or anything silly like that, are you?
No, we take Labor Day off.
Good. Well, as you should. Day. You've been busy this week, and you'll be busy next week, and then we get a break to catch our breath.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of nice, especially from a student perspective. You know, first couple weeks of school, and then you get an extra day in there to kind of catch up, so catch your breath. So it's good timing.
Excellent.
Excited for everything happening here in Bloomington this fall and in our region this fall. It is an exciting and really time full of energy. Just make sure you look both ways before crossing the street here in Bloomington.
That's exactly. Head on a swivel, kids. Head on a swivel. Great job as always, buddy. We appreciate the time, and I can't wait to hear what's going on next week.
Thanks, Glass. Look forward to it. Say hi to Yeggs.